first. Basically, it's when Yom-Yor is going to, he finds Klal Yisrael devastated, that's the second Kina. And Klal Yisrael asks him, you know, Klal Yisrael is given as personified as a girl, and it asks him to go to Kibra Elvis to plead on their behalf. And then we have this Kina here, which is sort of chronological, the second one, that he goes and he's misfollowed the others and tries to rouse them and wake them up and so on. He misfollowed. There's an Indian who we spoke about before in the beginning. Klal Yisrael sees itself as a koma in Zayus. I once heard from somebody, this is very, very correct, he asked about HaKadosh Baruch when he told David that you're going to build a bias, if you wanted to build a bias, and you tried very hard, but you know you're not going to, your son Shlomo will do it. And I can't learn the Sukkim inside now, but if you look at it, the flow sounds like HaKadosh Baruch starts off being very complimentary, saying, you know, I know how much you tried, how hard, but tough luck, you're not going to do it, because you're, you know, dumb and so on. So the person asked was HaKadosh Baruch who taunting, what's that struggle telling you? What's that struggle, like, it's like he's teasing him. I know you want to do it, you worked so hard, and you had to hold the Shammah Sadler's make as well, you're not going to do it. It's almost done. So the person answered that everybody's shibibus, everybody's hopes are always ahead of where he is. And no person, if he has ambitions and goals, will ever in his lifetime fulfill his ambitions and his goals. A person's keenest desire is that a child of his stand up and continue where he left off. Because we see it like that. We see each door is not an accident in its own right. Klal Yisrael, the plain of life is greater. And there's nothing deeper than having my son taking over from me, a disabled from him, and so on, each one building another floor on the building of gas and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, I know your hopes, and I know what you wanted to do. Shlomo will do it is a fulfillment of a person's innermost halomos. It's not a taunt. It's adirah. The person wants that when he stops, his son should take over. The Zayus should take over. Klal Yisrael is linked to others because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said he picked Avraham, is because L'mayidatav Shetzava is one of Acha, as Beis Acha. It's because Avraham Avinu doesn't stand alone. Standing alone, no matter how big you are, you can't get to the end. It's only because there's Bonim and Talmidim and Bonim and Talmidim and Bonim and Talmidim and so on outside Korban. And that's why Korban is a Korban more than anything else is a Korban for others. And that's why that's why Yirmiyahu went to Kibur Abbas to misfollow. That's why Klal Yisrael implored Yirmiyahu to go to Kibur Abbas. It says that Rachel was prepared in advance to be buried next to the road that the Graf and Golas so he could be misfollowed. Because in the central aspects of Klal Yisrael, what Klal Yisrael, and so on and so forth, they are the expression of the others. And the Mela of Klal Yisrael, the Torah of the Tsar, the Chorv of Magolus, is the others' issue. And that's why he went to be misfollowed on the others to be misfollowed on the Klal Yisrael.